And that was Larry Razavi with our theme, Our Musicians Come and Play. It means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We are at 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 62, our current temperature here in Albany. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2. 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Again, 62 degrees, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. It is our 436th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have Tom Bruschi on the line. We say good morning to Mr. Tom Bruschi. How are you doing, Tom?
Okay, great to be on the air. Thank you.
Yeah, great. You bet. And where are you at this morning, Tom?
I am at home in Milwaukee, and I'll be getting ready to play a job at a beer garden in just a couple hours.
Awesome. Very, very good. And, well, most of the folks here don't know of you, so we're going to start at the very beginning. Where were you born and raised, and to get us to where you're playing music?
Well, okay, I'll give you the condensed version. I was born in Milwaukee, so I've been here my whole life, and let's see, what am I, 52 years old now? I had to think about that for a second. And I grew up in a musical family. My dad played music, my mom played music, my oldest brother, my sister. And so when I grew up in a house that was just full of music all the time, whether it was polka or Dixieland jazz or classical or heavy metal. I mean, I was, I grew up on it all. And I took music all the way through high school and got into a polka band when I was about 16 years old. And I decided that's what I wanted to do. So I've been in polka music ever since, playing either as a sideman with other bands. And I've had my own band now for about 25 years or so.
Okay, very good. And first instrument that you started on?
Well, that would actually be pots and pans.
Pots and pans, okay.
I made my first drum set out of pots and pans, and that's how I got started on drums.
Okay.
And from there, I learned how to play piano after that, and then I took tuba through school, played bass guitar as well, and picked up the accordion in there at some point.
Very, very good. And family at all, Tom?
No, it's just me.
Just you.
I'm living a solo musician lifestyle here.
There you go. Very, very good. And I guess I didn't comprehend or catch. You said you were born in the same area where you're living right now, or you moved around?
No, I was born in Milwaukee.
Oh, you were? Okay.
I've been here my whole life.
Oh, good for you.
No desire to go anywhere else. I mean, this is, well, for one thing, you know, I get a lot of work here as a musician.
Yes.
It's just a great place to live. I've just enjoyed it my whole life here.
Well, I've shared with other musicians from Wisconsin that we used to travel to a festival. It was called the German Fest over there in Myers Park on the shores of Lake Michigan. And yes. Do they still have that yet?
Yeah, well, they still have German Fest and Polish Fest and, of course, Summer Fest. Yeah, we're a big music festival city.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, fun times when we'd travel to that, and that was back in the days when Ray Dorschner had the band, and they were kind of anchoring a spot there in that German Fest, and some of the other bands. Brian Brigham was there quite a few times. Kick was there, Jerry Schneider band. So there were some very good polka bands, and then they brought in German bands as well. So that was really a fun time over there. We enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, those festivals, they did a great job of really combining local bands with bigger bands that came in and were a big draw as
mm-hmm.
well. So,
yeah, we were there the year that they celebrated Frankie Yankovic's 80th birthday, and another year they brought in Myron Florin, and boy, those were big, big shows. I'll tell you, there was people all over the place there, so great times.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
Absolutely. And you know, they always had that German Fest. That was always on last weekend of July, so the weather was always great. It seemed like it never rained there. We always were dry when we were there back in the 90s, and fireworks in the evening and no bugs, and it was just nice atmosphere to celebrate and be part of their German heritage out there.
Yeah, you're always lucky when you get that perfect time of year when, you know, you got the perfect weather. Yeah, nothing's better than that.
You bet. Well, so you said you took the tuba in school. The rest of the instruments, were you self-taught, or did you take lessons for accordion and piano and all of that?
A little bit of both. I took tuba all the way through middle school. Actually, grade school, I think I started with tuba.
Mm-hmm.
I took it through middle school and high school. But bass guitar, I learned that. I think it was my freshman year, and the band director said, hey, you know, no, this was middle school. And they said, well, they need a bass guitar player over at the high school to do the musicals. And I know you can learn it, so you go learn bass guitar and go play. So, yeah, my dad gave me a few lessons. My dad also gave me some lessons on accordion.
Okay.
Both my dad and mom were music teachers.
Okay.
And, so I got a little leg up there. But then I pretty much, I chose to learn the rest by ear.
Okay.
Because it was just so easy for me to do it that way.
Yeah, and those people that are blessed with, music in their blood or whatever, however you want to say it, it comes a little easier. You know, you first of all, whichever instrument you take, whether it's drums or anything, you kind of pick up the rhythms and you pick up the... reading the notes, whether it's an eighth note or a whole note or a quarter note, they're all of that. And so a lot of it repeats no matter what instrument you're playing, I feel. And so then if you are a musician already at heart, it seems like the other instruments will naturally follow.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, if you start, let's say with the keyboard, if you start playing piano, you learn all the elements that you need to know. You learn, bass, melody, chords, rhythm, everything, and then you can apply that to whatever instrument you play after that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I was very fortunate to, I grew up in a house that they had a piano. We had a grand piano in there, and so I would tinkle on that thing whenever I had a chance. 4, 5, 6 years old,
uh-huh.
And that helped me a lot with the music that I began playing after that.
So now as you fast forward into life, and you said you're about 52 right now, have you made your whole living on music, or did you do something else in your lifetime?
No, I started, I actually became self-employed as a musician, I believe it was around 2007.
Okay.
And I had been working in the art industry before that.
Okay.
And it turned out that my day job was kind of getting in the way of me making money as a musician. I'm like, wait, what am I doing here? And so I started to take summers off, but then in 2007, I just became fully self-employed as a musician.
Okay. And like you said, there's plenty of opportunities in the Milwaukee area. It's just a fun area. When we were there for the German Fest, that was in the early 90s there, I think about 4 years running, about 92 through about 96 maybe. Of course, the festival wouldn't open up till 12 noon, so we'd do other things for excitement. So we toured the breweries over there, Miller and Old Style or Pabst and some of those, and seen Meat Market over there, Usinger's, I think it was, and we went over to Sprecher's and toured that brewery. And so there's a lot of stuff happening in Milwaukee, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and that's really is what is making Milwaukee a great place to be a musician, especially in the polka circuit, because these breweries and we have a lot of craft breweries as well, and they're running Oktoberfest and they're running special events, and that's really doing a great service for us as musicians, and it gives people a chance to go out and enjoy polka music.
And it seems like it's just a happy time. We were in New Ulm yesterday for their Oktoberfest there, my uncle and aunt and my wife and I, the four of us, and had just a fantastic time there. And Leon Olson was performing, And boy, he drew a crowd. There were people there. My goodness, we couldn't believe how full that was there. And the day was like today. It was just gorgeous out there. And everybody was happy. I mean, it was just such a great time. And I think, like you alluded to, you've got that going on over in Wisconsin there. There's lots of that stuff happening this time of the year. It's a great time to be a musician.
Yeah, that's what we call Gemütlichkeit.
Yeah.
I mean, it transcends everything, and it brings people out. It brings people together, and we're glad that the polka music that we play is kind of like the binder that binds it all together with the beer.
Well, great. Tom, we're going to ask you to hold that thought for just a minute. You've got a brand new CD out, and it's very exciting. We want to talk about that when we come back. But right now, it's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then I'll come back to you, if that's all right.
That sounds great.
Alrighty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The St. Joe Meat Market, located in the heart of St. Joe, is one of the finest meat markets around. Yes, we do meat. The St. Joe Meat Market specializes in fresh-cut beef, pork, and poultry items, as well as a whole host of fresh, cooked, and smoked homemade sausage items. Our staff has years of experience and is happy to assist you with your order. Whether if it's just what's for supper or a big event or party, our friendly and professional staff can help you with suggestions, ideas, recipes, and cooking tips to help you make things just right. October is pork month all month long at the St. Joe Meat Market. Remember, pork, the other white meat. We salute all of our farmers for all they do for all of us. And the brat of the week this week is our cooked chicken brats, all varieties. Yes, these flavors include lemon pepper, lemon butter, mesquite, teriyaki, maple, honey barbecue, wild rice, cheddar cheese, jalapeno cheese, regular or plain flavor, and the list goes on. All 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. From all of us at the St. Joe Meat Market, thank you for your patronage. Tom, for being our guest on the program, this is how it works. We started this thing back in 2013. Wally Pickle was our first guest back in the days there, February of 2013. Now, 436 programs later, here you are. The St. Joe Meat Market and Chasm, we team up to put up that meat package and mail that out to you, priority mail, and hope that you and any of those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet. And I'll bet you've been known to maybe enjoy a brat occasionally, huh? At a festival or something?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I just had one of the best brats I ever had yesterday.
Oh, awesome.
I played an Oktoberfest down in Illinois.
And okay.
They had brats there, and they were great.
Very, very good. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I got to jog across the studio here and grab your CD, but tell us a little bit about this new CD. It's really a nice-looking cover. You've got a picture of Molly on the front cover, Molly B., and everybody knows who Molly B. is these days, and she is just the definition of excitement. I mean, she is just a great polka person. Talk a little bit about it, Tom.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the name of the album is called Escape to Polka Paradise, and it's an album that I released over the summer, about halfway through July. And it's a Slovenian-style album, which is the style that I play. And it features Molly B. on about six of the songs. And it features other musicians and guest vocalists as well. And it's got, 20 songs on it, and they're all originals. And I think that I have to say that having all of these musicians and vocalists on it is really what makes it special because you know, I listened for really, really good quality vocals and really, really good musicians, and I'm very blessed to know so many people like that, that I put these albums together, and they come together, and they sell.
You bet.
So, and it's just a great feeling to be able to write music and have these performers, you know, bring the music alive and to put it onto an album.
You bet. Now, another vocalist on there is Abby Brenneman. And I don't know Abby, but I think I knew her dad who had the Dorf Capella band.
Yeah, her grandfather.
Her grandfather, okay.
Yeah, Ernie, who passed away recently.
Yeah, I seen that, and that was sad news. I've had him on the show several times, and another passionate guy about music. Oh, and we got to see him over at the German Fest many times as well.
Abby is I think one of the most fantastic singers in the entire circuit.
Awesome.
She just has that talent, and so I love working with her. And putting her together with Molly is just a fantastic combination, which I'm going to keep doing that as we release more and more music, is putting them together.
Okay. Another familiar name to me is Steve Meisner. Steve, boy, a great musician in his own right, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Steve is a fantastic musician, a great singer, and so I one of the songs for this CD, I actually wrote specifically with him in mind, and he just has a great, he can really swing a vocal,
mm-hmm.
and so I had him sing on this song, and also he did a duet with Abby as well on this album, yeah.
Okay, well, good. We're looking forward to listening to that. Is this your first recording, or have you done a lot of recordings? Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, no, I've been recording since 1989.
Okay.
I've got, I think this is my 17th full-length album that I've done.
Okay.
And I've probably around 30 albums and singles, something like that, over the years.
Okay. And also recorded with other bands, too?
I've done recording with other bands as well, and I used to have a recording studio that I used to record bands that would come in.
Okay.
And, but that's still the same place where I record my own band and my own material as well.
Okay. Yeah. So today, the way things are and everything, your instrument of choice, you obviously can only play one at a time more than likely. I mean, I've seen people play the trumpet while they're drumming or things like that. But if you're going to pick one instrument up, which is your favorite instrument to play?
I don't know. I would have to say accordion, because as a band leader, it's very rewarding to be able to pick up an instrument and just play the song that you want, play it the way that you want it, and to improvise. That's a big part of it, is improvising.
Yes.
And just kind of changing things up. You know, I never play the same song the same way.
Okay.
Once. I always change it a little bit. That's one thing I really enjoy.
And so you're playing that frequently that you don't need music then? Are you pretty much, how could I say this? The best example I can give is if you know Carl Hartwig, and Carl, he is visiting and talking with the folks while his fingers are playing the concertina, and some people are blessed with that ability, and the next one, you got trouble walking down the sidewalk and chewing bubblegum at the same time.
Yeah. you know, that's one mark of a really good musician, is you get to where it's almost muscle memory.
Yep.
Where your brain can do two things at once, and you can just play the song and talk. And I guess I'm getting better at that, but you know, I still prefer to really concentrate on the music as I'm playing it. But I'm not to the point where I can, you know, play the clarinet polka and balance my checkbook at the same time. I'm working on that.
Well, you know, and I mentioned that Leon Olsen was playing at the Oktoberfest yesterday downtown New Ulm. And all of a sudden, somebody said, "Hey, look at that." And I turned around, and there he is playing, I think it was the St. Louis Polka or something like that, and he's got the concertina over his head, and he's playing the keys, I mean, actually playing these notes. And there's been several musicians over the years that I've heard of that can do that, or lay on their back and play it, or it's obviously show. But, boy, that takes some real talent to be able to do that. To, you know, most guys have enough just to sit down and play it. So, golly.
Yeah. I don't think I'd give that a try. I'll just keep it, you know,
keep it on your lap.
Yeah.
Well, playing the accordion, I know in the concertina field, I'm more familiar with that. Everybody, either wants a Hengel or a Brown concertina. Those are kind of the top names, maybe a Paddock or a Star, Pearl Queen. Some of those are the main names. What do you play for an accordion?
I play right now. The one that I use on my gigs is a Carpec.
Carpec, okay.
Carpec Polka King, right?
And that's a piano accordion or a button?
It's a piano accordion.
Okay.
And next to that, I have a couple of Italos.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you know, everyone plays a different box. Baldonis are very popular around southern Wisconsin, for sure.
Sure. Okay.
But, yeah, and also pan.
Okay. Do you do anything with the button box at all?
No. You know, I can pick up a button box, and within a few minutes, I can kind of hack out a song.
Okay.
You know, but it's not something that I, you know, bring to a job and play live or anything.
Okay, yeah. Some of the guys will feature a button box, whether a concertina player or accordion player, but to me, that's another whole can of worms from my point, so.
Yeah.
Well, good. What's the future looking like for Tom these days? A lot of work. You know, the general consensus is that polka music is on the decline, but, you know, you get to areas like you're alluding to, and things are pretty lively yet. So what does it look like through your eyes?
Yeah, well, you actually nailed it on the head there. Yeah, you know, polka music, of course, is on just a general natural decline. But when you're in a place like Milwaukee or anywhere in Wisconsin that has these breweries and these craft breweries and loves their Oktoberfest, we're keeping pretty busy here.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this week I played Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I got to play later tonight.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, around this time of year and even during the summer, I'm averaging about 4 to 5 jobs a week.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. Yeah, that's for sure.
And I'll tell you, I just think there's nothing like that sound of like the old-time tuba, the oompa, as you come around the corner when these outdoor venues and stuff. Again, yesterday, mentioning the Oktoberfest in New Ulm, Gary Schrader, great tuba man from New Ulm, Minnesota, was playing along with the Leon Olson Band. And that tuba really seems to carry over the sound of all the other instruments. And as we were walking down the street, it just put an extra step in your gait as you were walking there because you heard that oom-pa-pa, you know, and it just kind of drives you. You got to get closer and hear more of it. I think people in general like that, don't they?
Yeah, the thing about the tuba is that it pops. It really pops the music, and that's what, you know, it gives you a lively step, and it raises your mood. It, you know, it makes you happy. And, you know, I really grew up with Dutchman music.
You did? Okay.
A lot of people don't know that, but I played with Ed Hawes, a concertina player, for many, many years. And, in fact, I did drumming as well as playing tuba with him.
Okay.
And unfortunately, right now, I have no lip for tuba anymore. I think that ship has sailed.
Oh.
but I really always enjoyed that instrument. I just loved playing it.
You bet. And boy, that's my opinion. By coincidence, my son asked me, he said their family was going to do some family pictures this week, and they wanted to use a theme, and they wanted to use instruments, music. And he took trumpet in high school, as did I. And so we had bought him a garage sale cornet, and then I had a box Stradivarius when I was in high school. And so then as he got into high school, then he used that. And so he was wondering, you know, this is, he's like 48 now, so some 30-some years after high school, probably almost 40 years after, about 35 years after high school, he said, "Dad, are those trumpets still around yet, the cornet?" I said, "Yeah, they're in my workshop there. You can sure use them." So I said, "I'll dig them out for you." So just for kicks, I opened up the case the other day, and I puckered up to that trumpet, and I was surprised I could, you know, get a pretty good tone out of it, but I couldn't remember the fingerings anymore. And after about 5 minutes of puckering up to that trumpet, it was like, oh my goodness, my lip is sore. So I can only imagine what it would be like with a tuba, because there you really put a lot of pressure on that mouthpiece, huh?
Oh, I know. It's like that, because I've done recordings in recent years where they were like, Tom, why don't you do the tuba? And I'm like, okay. So I get done with about one song and my lip is just shot.
Yeah, it takes some conditioning, that's for sure. And I could see where, you know, myself too, if I would pick it up and, you know, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe I'd actually be able to do something again. But I think in this case, the accordion, the concertina, the drums, those are much easier instruments to leave and then come back to. And it's kind of like the bicycle. You just get back on, start pedaling.
And that's very true. Yeah.
You bet.
And, you know, an instrument like tuba, you know, if I were to practice it over and over and over, I'm sure my embouchure and everything would come back and I'd be able to play.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. Well, good. Well, Tom, our time is running short. We're going to save a little time to play some of that music off of that brand new CD. I usually ask every guest about this time of the program if they'd care to share a memory. And you've got a few good years behind you. Anything as you look back over your career that was really special, good, bad, or otherwise, that you might want to share with the listeners on the air here?
I'll tell you one thing that made me feel really good is this was a few years ago, and I got done playing a job, and I thought, okay, well, if I rush back to Milwaukee, I can get there in time for the Polka Fest that they have going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did, and I got to the Polka Fest, and this was probably maybe a year or so after I released Positively Polka,
okay,
an album that I did in 2018, and you know, a lot of times you release the album and, you know, you get feedback like, oh, it's very nice, very good, very, you know, like that. And so we get to the Polka Fest, and Joey Miskelin was there. He was playing, and he had just got done playing a set, I believe. And he came up to me, and he said, Tom, you know, I was taking a shower, and I had your CD in a CD player, and I heard these strings that were playing, the string ensemble. I thought, wow, that's really nice. And he told me that, you know, how much he liked what I had done with that song, enough that he could remember, like, some of the words and some of the melody, and he probably hadn't played it for months, but it stuck with him.
Uh-huh.
And to me, that was, like, the greatest reward, you know, that someone who has built their life on music remembered something that I did after several months and just remembered, you know, some words and the melody and everything. So that taught me that I must be doing something right.
You
know?
Bet. That's a neat story. A lot of folks know who Joey Miskelin is. Obviously, he's been up in our area with the Riders in the Sky group. Yeah, he's just a wonderful player. Talked to Joey several times. Anything that he says positive about you, that's a great testament.
Oh, yeah, he's such a great musician and just a fantastic guy, too.
You bet. And that's the other thing I didn't ask you, to share a few accordion players that you looked up to over the years as you were learning the accordion. You care to mention a few real quickly?
Well, you know what? Around here, you know, you ask about an accordion player, and a lot of people will, the first thing they'll say is Frankie Yankovic, because they play that style, or they might say Vern Meisner.
Yep.
But the one musician that I grew up listening to was Louis Bichel.
Oh, Louis, okay.
He was Milwaukee's Polka King.
Ah.
And my dad played with that band, so I grew up listening to it, and that's where I really got my flavor for the sound of the accordion is listening to Louis Bichel.
Ah, yes. Okay. Yeah. That's neat. You bet. And there's a lot more great ones out there. Obviously, we mentioned Myron Florin earlier. Marv Herzog was very popular in his day, and also was Roger Bright. So those are a couple more that were in the polka music industry that come to my mind.
Yeah, Roger Bright for sure. And here in Milwaukee, we had bands like Tony Rademacher and John Fleury, and some great concertina players. We had Don Graelick for a while, and Dave Stalowski, another great concertina player. So, yeah, I was very fortunate to grow up in a city that had all of these fantastic musicians that I could, you know, pull ideas from.
Well, this has been awesome. Tom, our time is definitely up here, and boy, we could go on and on. I mean, it's so fascinating listening to you, and the longer we talk, the more we find out we have in common. We'll definitely have to do this thing again, so I tell everybody, the good Lord's willing that you and I are here down the road again sometime. We'll probably do this thing again. Is that all right with you?
Well, that sounds great to me. I really appreciate being on your show, and again, thanks for having me.
You bet. So with that, we're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a minute, and have yourself a great day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
All right, and there he goes. That is Mr. Tom Bruschi, our 436th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Tom off of his brand new CD, Escape to Polka Paradise. That's coming up in just moments. Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 436th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And Tom Bruschi, yes, Tom, a wonderful guest there. Very, very interesting. Just 52 years of age, so definitely got a great career in front of him yet, as well as a lot of memories, a lot of good stuff behind him. So, coming out with this brand new CD right now this year. Got it just a couple weeks ago. And we're going to listen to some of that right now. And this is the lead song on that CD. It's one called You Are the Man Polka, featuring Molly B on the vocal.
My
Tom Brusky and his brand new CD, one called Escape to Polka Paradise, and that one was one called You Are the Man, featuring Molly B. on the vocal. Right now, here's a nice waltz by Tom Brusky. It's one called The Secret Place Waltz.
Sway to and fro, rustling leaves sing melodies, reached in by the mountain breeze. How I love this paradise, blossoming with edelweiss. Here, heaven and earth are one, aglow by the setting sun.
Tom Brusky, one called The Secret Place Waltz. 12:30 here on KASM in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Freeport there. And yes, Jeannie sending me some information last week, wanting me to remind the listeners that it's not too late to get in on some of these Christmas tours yet, but you got to act fast because there's only a few seats remaining on all of them. And that was as of last week. So how about Nashville Christmas to Remember, departing November 25th, returning December 1st. This tour includes a deluxe motor coach, transportation guide, 6 nights lodging, 2 of which are at the beautiful Opryland Hotel, 3 shows, a step-on guided city tour, numerous meals, major sightseeing, Christmas gift prizes, and holiday goodies on the coach. You can enjoy this festive, fun-filled holiday getaway with Jeannie B's Tours. Gather your friends and traveling partners and call 320-345-1582. Call today to reserve your holiday fun seats. And Jeannie mentions that maybe a mini vacation might be part of your holiday season plans. If so, maybe a Bentleyville Lights experience could be the answer this season. Jeannie B's Tours is heading to Duluth on December 19th and 20th to see the awesome Holiday Lights Expo. Tour the beautifully decorated Glensheen Mansion, shops of Canal Park, the Black Bear Casino stop, 3 meals, lodging at the downtown downtown Duluth Radisson Hotel, and there's also a mystery stop en route that all will enjoy. That's all included, this two-day itinerary. Christmas gift prizes and holiday goodies to be furnished on Motor Coach. Don't wait to call Jeannie B's Tours. The first December 5th and 6th Bentleyville trip is already sold out, so call to get in on the second one, 320-345-1581. Remember, seeing is believing. And, of course, Branson is always a great place to visit during the holidays. The November tour is sold out, but there are still seats available for Music, Mountains, and Mistletoe. That is from December 11th through the 16th. That tour includes Motor Coach, Experience Guide, 6 nights lodging, 12 meals, 5 shows included, The Miracle of Christmas at the Sight and Sound Theater, sightseeing of hidden gems of Branson, the Candy Outlet Store, Bass Pro in Springfield, Missouri, Cheese House, choices of the Veterans Museum, the Titanic Museum, or the Old Town Museum, Downtown Museum. And you can enjoy Christmas present drawings and holiday goodies on the coach. So you'll want to call now to reserve seats for your group. Again, Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, 320-345-1581. Call now and Jeannie will give you all the details. That's Jeannie B's Tours bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of Tom Bruschi. This one's one called Artie's Polka. Tom Bruschi and his brand new recording, one called Escape to Polka Paradise, that selection called Artie's Polka. Time running short here, time for just a couple more selections. This one's called the Northern Wisconsin Waltz. Mr. Tom Bruschi. Tom Brusky, good stuff for you there. One called the Northern Wisconsin Waltz. Comes off of his brand new recording, and one called Escape the Polka Paradise, featuring the vocals of Molly B and special guests. Good CD there. 20 songs in all, and yes, I do have those available, so be sure and get a hold of me if you are interested in a copy of that. In the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And the Hustler, yes, the original zero-turn, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And Kevin always with new models on hand, and this is still a great time of the year to go out and see Kevin. Give him a call before you come. That's harvest time, so Kevin's a busy guy. Oftentimes he's out in the fields. He doesn't want to miss you, so if he knows you're coming, he'll be there. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, so he can fix up whatever you might have. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He has all sorts of attachments to fit on those brand-new Hustlers. So visit with Kevin, see what he can do for you. The phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside. Nice drive this time of the year. The leaves are so beautiful. Just a great time to go out and see Kevin. And, of course, Kevin took on that battery-powered Eagle line of equipment a couple of years back. And, boy, he's doing a good job of that as well. So 56-volt lithium battery-powered. And he's got the handheld blowers, the backpack blowers. He's got the pole saw. He's got the weed trimmers, the weed whips. What else? Self-propelled lawnmowers, a snowblower. All battery-powered with that 56-volt lithium battery. So a very powerful system. And, boy, that thing really works good. So check it out with Kevin. Both the Hustler brand line of equipment and that Eagle brand power line of battery-powered equipment. He's got it all for you there at Kevin's Countryside. Give him a call, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do with one called I Don't Know How to Yodel Polka. Tom Brusky.
Mountain.
Tom Brusky and one called I Don't Know How to Yodel. Polka tune there for you. And that wraps up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're coming up on 15 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 64 degrees here in central Minnesota.